and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I'm here with Tamara Oviatt. But first, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us, and especially at this unusual hour for us. We wanted to take advantage. Well, basically, what we really wanted to do was give you an opportunity to present some questions, because I know so many people would like to, and it's a rare opportunity. So please join me, and let's welcome Tamara. She's calling in from Istanbul. Tamara, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you.
So we're keeping you up pretty late at night.
Oh, it's only 9.
Thank you for doing this. You've quickly become a favorite with our You Awakening audience.
That makes me feel so good. I'm so happy to be of service and to be able to help people.
Well, you are, so clearly. And let's talk about that. How did you step into or receive this ability to do sacred activation so powerfully? Maybe you could explain what is a sacred activation and how you came to it.
Well, through all the years of all my trainings, every time I was doing a training, I would hear Creator tell me, this is for your training, this isn't what you're going to be doing, which was very frustrating. very, very frustrating. And I found myself in England in 2012. Creator told me to go to the Roslyn Chapel, and that's where I received the first sacred activation, which is the Lord Metatron that activates your 12 strands of DNA. And Creator is the one that told me to call these sacred activations. And when I went online to buy the domain name, by surprise, it was there. And so that's how sacred activations got started, in a very, very short description. But the sacred activations, a lot of them activate your sacred geometry. And then a lot of the other ones clear out past lives through your genetics and also through the collective consciousness. And I have found this work that has really moved into the collective consciousness work, because you can clear things out, but if you're still stuck in the collective consciousness, you still have those belief systems running. And that was quite a surprise for me. And all of this, and 95% of the activations I get comes straight from the Creator of all that is. I also work with many of the masters that show up to teach me and to work with me and on how to do this and what I'm doing. And I just feel so blessed to be able to do this work, and that I could be serviced this way, and to be able to help many, many people at the same time.
Yes, yes. Well, we've planned quite a content-rich program today. Maybe we should get started. And if anyone on the line with us now has not experienced a sacred activation, this will be the first.
Yes.
So
well.
we planned a show today about health matters. And Tamara and I were talking, and one of the things that we came up with was the whole idea of sickness can serve. And Tamara, why don't you pick up with that and share what came to you about this particular activation and why it's so important and really can affect us without even us knowing it.
Yes, absolutely. I was working with a client, and it came to me that the sickness she had in her body was serving her somehow. And then, you know, I already knew that sickness serves us, because otherwise we wouldn't have it. And so I realized, wow, we can really disconnect and release this, because, again, anything that we have or we are experiencing serves us somehow. So this activation, which has not even been recorded yet, this will be the first time it will be offered publicly. And what we'll be doing is disconnecting from the collective consciousness that sickness serves us, also through our genetics, our past lives, and our core life, so that we can really heal and be in our health and release the service of the sickness so that we can let it go.
It sounds wonderful.
Yes, yes. You want me to get started right away?
You know, I just have the feeling that I know that there's a lot of questions coming in, and I think the answer to that is yes,
okay.
If you're ready.
Oh, absolutely. I'm always ready to do activations. No problem. So what I would like everybody to do, and especially if you haven't heard me before, let me explain a few things to you. While I'm doing the activation, I'm silent. I will be walking you through your core life, your past lives, through your genetic, and through the collective consciousness to clear this out of all levels. And when we're clearing it out of all levels, we're also clearing many other people out of these belief systems too, because we're all connected. And again, I'll be silent. You might feel a little spinning energy going on. I will ground you when we are done, meaning I'll be bringing you into Mother Earth just to really connect to that Mother Earth energy. And these energies, they continue to work with you. And I just wanted to let you know, a couple days later, you might feel a little emotional after receiving this work. It's very powerful. It'll be clearing out hundreds of belief systems, and it will continue to do it over the next few days, even the next few weeks. So if you feel emotional in a couple days after receiving this work, just know that those belief systems, what they're doing is they're releasing. So what I would like you to do is think about any sickness you might have in your body or any conditions that you're really not interested in having. And I would just like you to focus on that. Allow any energies, thoughts, or emotions to come up. And I also just wanted to let you know that you can't do this wrong. There's no mistakes. If your mind wanders off while I'm doing this work, it's totally okay. Don't even worry about it. Okay? So let's get started. And again, I will be silent while I'm doing this work. Here we go. So just focus on your core life right now. Okay, now allow your energy, your thoughts to travel in and through your past lives. Okay, now just allow this energy to go up and through your genetics. Think of any way that your family suffered from sicknesses and how it served them. Or just allow the energy. Keep allowing the energy. Okay, bring the energy up and through the collective consciousness. Okay, now I would like you to imagine that you can bring your energy in and through your body, and that your energy can travel down into Mother Earth. You can imagine that you could put your feet in the soil or the sand, or you can imagine that you're a flower and your root system goes into Mother Earth, or you can imagine you're a tree with a very deep root system, or you can even imagine that you can go straight into the heart chakra of Mother Earth. I'd like you to just connect in that energy. Just feel that energy and that unconditional love flow through every single cell of your body. Okay, now allow this energy to flow back up through every single cell of your body, all the way back up to the top of your head. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody's coming back too. Do you mind if I share a story about Turkey?
Oh, please.
Thank you. This country is so beautiful. And, you know, here they have wild homeless dogs, which everybody feeds. These dogs have like a little tag on the ear. They take them in, they neuter them, and they give them vaccines. And everybody feeds them. And they're very peaceful, and they live on the streets, but you can walk up to them. They're very kind. And the same thing with the kitties. They have a harder time catching them to neuter them. But everybody feeds these kitties. And it's so beautiful that everybody does this. And I'm telling this story because I have about a 3 or 4 month old kitty running around the office of this house that I'm a guest at, because this is where they feed them outside on the deck off of this office. And we've been gone for 4 days. So kitty's running around and smelling the bag, really hungry, you know, where's the food? In America, and what I'm used to is they pick up the animals, you know what they do in America with the strays. But here, they all take care of them. They all chip in and take care of these animals. And it's just, I just love that. I just think that's absolutely beautiful.
It says something about the culture, doesn't it? The consciousness.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's so beautiful.
And many people probably don't know that Turkey was, Turkey has such an ancient past, but it was also a home of many of the very significant early Christian developments.
Yes, yes. Starting on Thursday, I'm flying to Izmir, and then I'm going to be traveling. And we're going to an ancient city that started in the year 50. And it's a Christian city, and the Christians were hiding from the Romans. And we'll also be going to Mother Mary's house. And I'm really excited about this because I was raised Christian. So to be able to go to these places and these high-energy locations and these historic sites, I'm really excited about it. My time in Istanbul has just been absolutely beautiful. My host and hostess have been amazing. They were just clients. I'd never spoke to them before. And they found out I was headed over here, and they invited me to their home. And they knew one of my practitioners. So they picked me up at the airport. I was expecting to be with them for 3 days. By the time I leave, I'll be here for 2 weeks. I just came back from their vacation home. They're just like family. It's been absolutely beautiful, and actually the most rest I have had in a couple of years.
How wonderful, and you deserve it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so it's just been a beautiful experience, and finding out about the culture, and one of the things I like about Turkey is they have a call to prayer a couple times a day, and the only part of the prayer I remember is God is one. And I think that's really cool. And the first time I heard the call to prayer, I cried.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That is just so beautiful because, you know, it's really important to have our connection to the creator of all that is, and to know that we have this connection and that God is one, you know. And, you know, no matter what religion you grew up in, we only have one God, and we are part of this. And, you know, and it's important to remember that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And let me, I was just scanning some of the questions that have been coming in, and they're really quite a lot. I'm wondering if we could address this one because it seems a bit related. Wendy from Christchurch has written in and said she'd like to know, you know, your opinion about being affected by the energies of family members. It seems that she's often drained when she's with family members.
Definitely. Definitely. family members can be some of the biggest parasites when it comes to energy suckers or energy vampires. Yes, I'd put a protection around you before you go around them.
Do you want to make a suggestion how to do that?
Well, there's a life grid activation that will help you with that. And I think Jackie has that package. You have another package with that in there, don't you? Because it has life's grid, and what it does is it puts a grid of light around you, so that they can't get in. It really, really helps, and it's called life's grid.
I believe that's part of the. I don't know without looking it up, but I believe it's part of the first package we offered in the springtime, which is still available.
Yes, I would definitely look for that package, because that will help you do that. It'll help you protect you from their energy. And, you know, and family members, we come into families to learn. Not always do we have the perfect families. Sometimes we're just with them to learn things. So just know that and just love them, you know. But that doesn't mean you have to be a martyr and let them drain all your energy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And on a somewhat related theme, Carrie wrote in, and I know we have certain activations planned. We did it to be the most effective we could be in a short amount of time on the area of health. But I also know, I would just like to mention this on air, because I know that you personally believe so strongly in this. And the comment comes from Carrie, and she's asking, you know, about the topic of world peace.
Yes.
And she mentions, you know, what's going on in the Gaza Strip. And
well, my belief is, if we're going to go into that, several things. I mean, I could talk a day on world peace. It's really important for us to be able to get in our power and be able to allow to be in our power, because I find a lot of people are really afraid of their true power. And I also believe that this whole thing is a hologram and it's just a game. And when we disconnect from needing to be controlled, that all of this will shift. I also believe that in a lot of these areas, these power centers on the earth, that they keep the wars going, the trauma going, so that people don't go there and connect with this energy. But on the higher point of that, I know when we disconnect from the need for that happening, it'll stop happening. Do you know what I mean? Because it's really all about us, because we are the creators of this world. Every single one of us are the creators of this world. So we, as a whole, are creating all of this to happen. So when we release the competition, when we release the judgment against other religions, other cultures, and everything else, and that we are really secure in being in our power, that what's going on can just fall away, because it'll no longer be needed. Does that make sense? I know I kind of jumped like 10 steps there.
Yes, it does. And I think that there's a similarity, a connection with health issues also.
Oh, absolutely.
If we're in our power, if we're in our center, that's
then we no longer need the disease. Exactly.
As well as supporting peace.
Absolutely.
And the peace and the stillness is a base for health, which is why I hope you don't feel that I took us off track here, but that's why I saw a connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we do have the Sacred Heart planned for the end of today, and we're going to do it at the end, because it is a very heavy-duty activation. Because when we can truly, truly love ourselves, love our neighbors, no matter what religion they are, what belief system they have, but be able to look at them like they're a mirror of us and love them, then we will have world peace, because it's from within to without. Same with health, you know, world peace, all of that. We have to be able to love ourselves. And if we're getting into fear, we're getting into anger, we're getting into resentment, we're getting into blame, what do you think that's going to do? It's going to keep the resentment, it's going to keep the blame, it's going to keep the anger alive. But when we can really, truly send it love and disconnect from everything else, that's the only thing that matters. I mean, take the movie The Matrix, for example. Most people have seen The Matrix. And the reason I'm saying that is because the Earth there was like a hologram. It was a game. And the only thing that affected these people that came to play in the game or whatever, change the game, what was his name? Handsome young guy.
Was it Neo?
Yeah.
Was it Neo?
Yeah. Now, when Neil disconnected from it and knew it was just a game, he could bend and move any way he wanted and nothing could affect him. Right? And he could also download...
I'm seeing dodging bullets right now.
Exactly. And we can also do this because it's all just an illusion. It's the power we give it is the power it has. But when we disconnect from that illusion and we're truly in love with life and with people, then we'll live in a loving world where there's cooperation and working together. Because we have this beautiful, beautiful world. And we have these amazing people all over the world. If we come together, imagine how amazing this is going to be. I know this is going to happen, and I know it's going to happen in my lifetime. There's no doubt in my body, my mind, my soul, or anything else that this isn't going to happen. I know it's going to happen, and I know we're moving into that energy. We have the fifth dimensional grid system available around the planet now, and that is unconditional love. We just keep plugging into that energy, into that Christ consciousness of that unconditional love, everything else falls away. And the people that are in service in a way we don't like, is they're in service because we have them in service because we believe we need that to happen. We have this blame. We have this resentment. We have this anger. We have this eye for eye beliefs against other cultures, beliefs, and countries. But truly, we are all one under God. And when we're able to truly love each other, then we will come into cooperation and we will be helping each other all over the world. Because there's no need for any of this other stuff. There's no lack, there's no limitation, there's nothing to fight for. There really isn't. Everything is here for us. And when we realize that, that's when we get world peace. And again, it's up to you.
Well said. Well said.
Sorry,
maybe this is a good time for Genie in a Bottle.
Sure, absolutely. Genie in a Bottle. I haven't recorded this one either, you guys. As a matter of fact, I haven't done this one with anybody. I've had it for about a month now. Genie in a Bottle.
And Tamara, I'd like to thank you because I know you held some of these for our show to be the first here, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome, honey. Genie in a Bottle. Think about it. Genie in a Bottle, you get three wishes, right? It's funny because I was in England and this flower landed on my plate and I heard make a wish. I said, I wish that I have unlimited wishes.
How clever
of
you.
That's what came out. I know. And then I thought about it. Genie in a Bottle. How many people live their lives believing there's only so much good to go around and that they have to hang on to it? That if they have a lot of really good, then a lot of really bad has to come and follow it out to balance it out. I mean, think about that. How many people believe in the Genie in the Bottle belief system where you only get so much good, only so many wishes. I've heard people say that so many times. And so let's disconnect from that. Let's know that you can have as much good as you desire, that there's no limitation to the good. The good could keep coming and growing and expanding and getting more and more good coming into your life. Because the more good you focus on and the more happiness and joy you focus on, the more it comes to you. I don't even focus on creating abundance anymore. You know what I focus on? I focus on joy and happiness and world peace. That's where my focus is. Because I know that I am completely supported by the creator of all that is in anything I do. So the more I focus on the joy and the happiness, the more everything comes to me to bring me more joy and happiness. I'm happier now than I ever have been in my whole life. Because I don't focus on any of that other stuff. I focus on being happy and joyful. And being here with you right now makes me very, very happy.
Thank you. Me too.
You're welcome.
And a lot of other people I bet are saying the same thing right now.
So let's disconnect from the belief that there's only so much good to go around. You ready?
You know, Tamara, can I interrupt for a minute? We had the thought earlier about, you know, when, about moving into the fifth dimension of consciousness, and then when we have a simple observation or thought, how it could. Can I share?
Absolutely.
Can I share our girlfriend moment? Tamara and I were giggling because she said, "Oh, I haven't had a zit in a long time." Now she does. So maybe we can just share that canceled thought and then head into the genie.
Absolutely, absolutely. The other day I was thinking, God, I haven't had a zit in a long time. My face has been really clear. How cool is that? 2 days later, I wake up with a really nice zit on my chin. And I realized, which I already know, but we are creating all the time. Our thoughts create constantly. And when we start living in the fifth dimension, which is available to us now, the third dimension is breaking up. We're so much more in the fifth dimensional energy than we ever have been. And what happens is those filters for manifesting, a lot of them are gone. So our manifestation happens really, really fast. So when you think of something pops in negative in your thought, you need to say cancel. And I didn't. And I have a zit on my chin to prove it.
You have a visual reminder.
Yes. And so that brings me to another story. It was about 4 or 5 years ago. I heard this. And this is the thing about programs. I heard, there's a virus going around. Do you want it? You could rest for a couple days. You can lay in bed and watch TV and not do nothing. I'm like, God, that sounds really good. I could just rest and relax for a couple of days. I said this. You know, I don't remember if it was a couple hours later or the next morning I started feeling sick. And I went, wait a minute, I just agreed to that.
You said
no,
yes.
I have too. Yeah, I did. I said yes to it. And I said, no, I have too much to do. Absolutely not. No way am I interested in this. No, go away. And within an hour, it was gone. So, you know, again, this is like, you know, sickness serves me. Let's go back to that. Sickness serves me. So, it, you know, at for a moment there, I thought, yeah, a flu will serve me. I can rest. You know, people believe, you know, so whatever sickness you have somehow serves you. The zit doesn't serve me, but I said yes, on some level, I said yes to it because I went, God, I haven't had one of those in a while. Boom, there it is. Mm-hmm. So when you find yourself thinking negative thoughts in any way, release them. Just say cancel, no thank you. Cancel, cancel, cancel. However you want to say it, just disconnect from it. Because again, we are creating everything in our lives. We're creating this whole world around us.
So we choose health. I was just simply going to say that's not a negative judgment if you're here and listening and you do have a physical manifestation. I think Tamara is really coming from a place of empowerment, of
absolutely
making choices that are pro-health.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, if you are suffering with something, I mean, this is about getting in touch with that so you can release it. This is all done out of love.
Yes.
You know, and I've heard someone say there's no good or bad experiences, they're just experiences. And if you remember, we are just here playing a game. It really is just a game. This isn't, you know, I mean, yes, it's who we are for the moment, but this isn't everything. This is just a moment in time, you know, and we are spiritual beings, and there's really no such thing as death. So remember that too.
Okay. I'm ready for the genie.
Okay. Are you ready for the genie in the bottle? Let's release the genie out of the bottle and release those limitless wishes, okay? So to do that, what I'd like to do is start with your core life. Just allow any thoughts, feelings, or emotions to come up. And there was something I did not say when we started all of this, because some people with today's technology can be driving, and you can't drive while you are receiving these activations, okay? So just know that. Pull over. All right, so let's go. So allow whatever thoughts, feelings, or emotions to come up. And again, I will be silent while I'm doing this work. So just think about how you limit your wishes. Okay, now allow this energy to travel through your past lives. Okay, we're now going to bring this energy up and through your genetics. You know, think about what you were taught about good times. Okay, we're bringing this energy up and through the collective consciousness. Okay, now what I'm going to do is plug you into the fifth dimensional grid system of and the knowing of unlimited wishes. So just allow the energy and the knowing that you have unlimited wishes coming in. So allow this energy to vibrate through every single cell of your body. Unlimited wishes. Unlimited. You are unlimited. Allow this love and this energy flow. Which bringing this energy throughout the whole collective consciousness, through all aspects of you, through every single cell of your body. Now just bring this energy down into Mother Earth. Imagine you can go into Mother Earth 5 miles down and 5 miles out, or that you put your feet in the sand or the soil, or that you can go directly into the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Good. Now allow this energy to flow all the way back up through every cell of your body, all the way back up to the top of your head. Now open your eyes when you're ready.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I want to go back to world peace for just a second. When the lady asked about what was going on at Gaza and stuff, remember, don't judge, don't hate, just send love. Send love to everybody. The heads of the states, the armies, everybody. Just send everybody unconditional love.
Tamara, I just wanted to give you a moment also to kind of relax. And what is it like for you to bring through these activations?
If I forget to move myself out of the energy, sometimes it can knock me over. And tonight I've really been in the energy. The first time I did the Sacred Heart live, I about threw up and fell out of my chair. Because I also needed it so much, you know. So.
Yes, it's a very, very powerful one. And we will end the call tonight with this activation. It's very powerful. And I hope that you'll have time to rest. And certainly, if you're driving or if you really need to be conscious and to multitask, then the replay is going to be available as soon as we're finished with this call today. And you can access it for a period of time by simply going to youawakening.com/replay. And you can adjust. We won't be offended. We won't even know. If you want to skip some of the dialogue and go for some of the activations, they're very powerful.
Yeah, and just remember that you could be a little tired for a couple days after these, or even a little emotional. So just know that your energy is shifting.
Yes, yes. And many people have talked to us about being especially tired this last month of July or so. So many cosmic energies are coming through, so many opportunities to uplift our frequency.
Yes. Yes, and what happens is, in order to live in the fifth dimensional energy, we've got to let go of all that gunk, all those belief systems, all those emotions and stuff. And so that's what's happening. And so it will knock us out. So just be aware of that and be kind and loving to yourself. And make sure you get a lot of rest, drink lots of water, because your vibrations can't keep raising higher and higher unless you clear out the energies to do that. You know, this has been explained to me a couple different ways. One creator says, has told me that it's like going to the gym. When you start with a 5-pound weight, then you go to a 10 and you go to a 20. So you can't just jump your energy. And then I was asking a couple of weeks ago about the energy. It's like, you know, why can't I just snap my fingers and boom? You know, because that's really the way I am, and that's my patient level. I want it now.
Why? Look at your chin.
Exactly. So this was another explanation that Lord Metatron told me the other day. That Tamara, can you imagine that you're riding on a horse? You're riding through the country on a horse, kind of like the cowboy scenes, right? 1800s. All of a sudden, you're plucked off your horse, and you're stuck in a spaceship, and now you're flying that spaceship. Can you imagine doing that? I went, no. And I heard, exactly, you need some steps in between. So there you go. So just allow those energies to clear so that you can keep going to that next level and allow more things to unfold for you. So it just keeps going, and it keeps creating, and it keeps shifting, you know, as the whole world is doing. We're all doing this. And it's important to be kind and loving to ourselves and to everybody else. And don't blame anybody for anything, because everything's a mirror.
Okay. You know, we've had a caller from Toronto who's had her hand up. I guess I made an assumption. Hand up since before you and I were even on the line. Can we speak to that person now?
Sure.
Okay. So, caller from Toronto, I'm unmuting your line right now. Hello?
Is that me?
Yes.
Hello.
Say hello and give us your first name.
Wow. It's Karen in Toronto. The activations have been amazing. And if nothing else, I'm grateful to be able to say to you, Miss Wonderful Hostess, bless your heart for putting these things together for all of us. And giving us a chance to fortify our situations. There are two ways I can ask this question. I can focus on the physical manifestations of my belief and my fear, which for me is the experience of blindness and hearing loss. Or I can simply focus on the fear beneath, resulting from childhood abuse from a family. The part of me, the little girl, that is so afraid that if I allow my healing, someone's going to take it away. Mm-hmm. Not that these experiences haven't been incredible, but even listening to you work with us this hour, that little girl is saying, but I can't access the replay. I'm blind, and flash doesn't work in blindness with blind people, and I can't use my computer to do it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's like a circle. I love myself enough to want to hear myself, to want to see myself. But the circle is something that I'm seeking guidance on releasing.
Okay. can you put your thought and your fear right now of all of this and what would happen if you do heal?
Mm.
And about it being taken away? And think about that little girl inside. Just allow those thoughts and those feelings of that little girl to come through. And anybody else on the call, whatever's going on with you that you would like to release right now, put your focus there. So just put your thought into that little girl. I'm going to do another activation. It's called Inner Child.
Okay.
And Inner Child activation, what it's going to do is heal all those aspects of you that have been left and broken off into other lifetimes.
Mm.
And it's going to bring these parts back. It's going to heal them and balance them and bring this power back to you, okay?
Okay.
You can also think of it as a soul healing. And again, anybody else on the call can also receive this.
Hmm. Wow. Okay.
We're just bringing in this unconditional love through every single cell of your body. And now just allow this energy to travel back up through every single cell,
mm-hmm.
all the way back up to the top of your head.
Okay.
How you doing, honey?
Oh, my God.
Mm.
I feel vacuumed.
Good. Congratulations.
I've never been so glad I've been sitting down in my entire life. That was amazing.
Yeah, definitely sit down when you're receiving this work.
I think fortifying is the word. It's fortifying.
Nice.
Oh, man. Bless you. Thank you both so very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah. Wow.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
And Tamara, thank you for your generosity.
Oh, of course, honey. Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Can we take one more caller?
Sure.
Of course, after you said that, that was a little bit of a setup. It'd be hard for you to say no. Okay. West Palm Beach, caller from West Palm Beach. I'm going to be muting you now.
Oh, I think that might be me.
It is.
Thank you very much. I have listened to you both several times. My name is Shelley. And everything with your call today, Tamara, has I am a person who had a retail store at one time. I have been a feral cat feeder for about, I guess, 12 years. I had quite a group here that were spayed and neutered, and at one time over 50, and most of them have been trapped, and in this country, as you know, euthanized a lot of them. I live in a development that doesn't love them. And I was thinking of, I'm sort of an intuitive in a way, but I have no income at this point. I've tried to go back into my old field. I've had a couple of strokes. I had polio as a child. I walk with a limp, but I'm, you know, physically fit. And I've had some problems recently for possibly my root chakra. I don't know, cancer. I've had it checked a bit. But I think you're in an area, I don't know why I'm saying this. There are several portals in the Middle East in terms of, that's an area which I think people should know about, and that's being blocked. The other is I'm a person of who knew the Vietnam War and a college student, and I feel that we used to have a saying at that period of time, if you have a war, just, you know, everybody just don't show up. If there are no soldiers and there are no, you know, just drop the weapons and walk away. I think this might be a period of time. This is my indication we may see that. What is my problem? Mm. It's everything in the above. I'm very, very sensitive. I used to travel. I don't travel as much because I can go into areas if there was a war or if I was near Pearl Harbor. One time I couldn't go into Pearl Harbor. There are places in the United States, I think I was burned as a witch in the Northeast. It sounds so odd. But I've dealt with this because I have a good sense of humor. But I feel that I have no income anymore. I've had people being lovely about helping me, but it's at an end. And I feel like I have the polio again and that there's something wrapped around my leg and I can't move. I don't know what else to say. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Do you mind if I go into your space and do a healing on you and remove that?
Nope. I would adore it.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
And Tamara, does this work for others who may wish also?
Yes, absolutely.
Because there's a lot of people here that we're not going to be able to get to, and I know some have written in with some pretty serious physical issues.
So whatever your physical issues are, I would like you to concentrate on them now. Honey, what I'm getting from you is that you've seen so much and it's hurt so much and you've taken it all on and that you're carrying all of this energy from everything you've seen. Does that ring a bell to you?
Yes.
All right.
There's no separation. There's no separation.
Okay. So if you remember that it's all truly love, and it's only a hologram, it's only a game, just turn it all over to God. Just turn it all over to the creator of all that is. It's not yours to carry, honey. It's not yours to carry. Your job is just to see unconditional love and to send that everywhere, including yourself. Because you're being a martyr for the world. Your job is to love the world. The world doesn't need to be saved. The world only needs love. You know, I read this somewhere the other day, and I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to give her proper credit for this, but it was a lady that wrote The Secret, and she, I think she has this new book out called The Power, and I was watching it on YouTube the other day. She said, if your glass of water is empty, do you blow it up and shoot it, or do you fill it up? So it's the same thing with the world. If it's lacking love, seal it up with the unconditional love, but not from you, from the creator of all that is, from source energy, because you don't want to drain your own body from doing this. So so whatever is affecting you, just focus on it. We're going to clear this energy, and we're going to just replace it with unconditional love.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right, honey, just let that process, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. And Tamara, let me just swing. These will be shorter. Let me just swing to a couple questions, and I'd love to hear about how people who choose to go deeper with your work can do so through your special offer. Is that okay with you?
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, and also these questions were written earlier in the show, so you know let's leave open the possibility that there's been already some clearing, given the wonderful activations that have already happened. So I'd like to let you know that Bonnie has written in, and she's had a question. She's had quite severe neuropathy. Started with a broken ankle, one foot, then the other foot, and then really pretty much whole body. And some pretty serious issues with her digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any comments,
really,
directions? Or?
Absolutely. It's about fear about moving forward. What does the future hold? And also about being able to stomach what you're seeing or feeling or hearing or living. So just release, you know, when we do the Sacred Heart, just allow any thoughts or feelings about moving forward to come through, and we'll clear that for you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we have a question here from Joyce from Chicago, which I think is a perfect lead-in to discussion about your special offer. The question is, how many times do we need to listen to each of the activations to get the desired result?
You know, that's totally up to you. They do keep working, but like going to the gym, you know, you start, every time you listen to them, you're going to get more stronger in the energy. When you're done listening to it, then you no longer need it. Do you know what I mean? You won't be drawn to it anymore when you don't need it. It's not something you have to do every day or weeks or months. You know, some of them will shift you really fast, and some of them I would work with longer. So I can't tell you how long. It really depends on you and what things are shifting in your life.
Okay, so really it's intuitive. If you feel drawn to it, it's something you need, or if you recognize it as something, and you keep
absolutely
going with it until you feel that there just isn't, no pun intended, any energy left in it for you.
Exactly. That's exactly it. When there's no energy left in it for you, then
you're done.
You're not going to listen to it anymore. So if you listen to it and your mind's wandering off and you're thinking about tomorrow and you're thinking about lunch with your girlfriends, then you don't need it anymore. But if emotions and thoughts and feelings are coming up, keep listening to it.
Okay. Great answer. So, Tamara, could we transition into talking about your health package?
Absolutely. I'm afraid
and
to
I have
on
it right
it,
up in front of me if you need any help.
Please.
With that.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm afraid to click on your page and your music start.
No, let's not do that.
Okay, I won't.
Although for you to know, you can avoid doing that by all you have to do is make sure you type in / live, because right now we're live on the show, and then that changes to / replay. It's only when you don't add something that you get the voice.
Okay, so I could click on the link that I have in my email that says youawakening.com/live?
Yes.
But then I'll get feedback. Oh, that'll bring me to the page where I can click into the offer. Okay, go for it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Do you want to do that or shall?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, why don't you do that if you wish, and I'll start you off. This is a package of health sacred activations, and as Tamara has already shared, it's about activating the sacred geometry of health. And sometimes it's clearing blocks, changing belief systems, so that you can open to greater health, vitality, and quality of life. And it's a 20 activation set. We're getting it at an enormous, enormous discount, 72% off. And the first one there is in the package. It's Newton's Law. Shall I continue, or Tamara, would you like to discuss that a little bit?
Newton's Law, it's all about being solid. So Newton's Law disconnects you from those belief systems and really brings you in to knowing that you are light and molecules. So that you can know that and really start living your life that way. This would be one of those activations that I would probably listen to several times to really deactivate that belief system of you being solid matter, so that you know that things can change easily. Age reversal. It replaces the aging gene with the youth gene. And I get a lot of reports that women are saying that that people are telling them that they look 10 years younger. This is another one of those activations I think I would do a couple times.
I like the sound of that one. Excuse me.
Super DNA, turn on 4 more cordon in your DNA, making you 3,000 times less likely to get any sickness or disease. Moses codes activate in sacred geometry your tree of life. And it rejuvenates your cells. This is like another level of the age reversal. So I would absolutely do Moses codes before I did the age reversal. Heaven on Earth disconnects you from carrying, for empathic people, carrying the pain and the suffering for the planet and our ancestors and all the killings and stuff that have gone on. I had a huge heart healing when I received this activation. I used to have a pain in the back of my heart constantly. where I wouldn't even allow massage therapists to massage that area, and I got massages every week. That's how painful it was if you touched that area. A couple of weeks after this activation, it was like first seven activations I'd received, I saw these like chains and cords coming off my body. And within about a week or two, the pain was completely gone. Weight regulations. What can I say about weight regulations? It regulates your weight. I would definitely listen to it more than once, and do it, because some people are way too skinny, and they need to gain some weight, and some people are too heavy. I have a lot of people that have lost weight on this. I have not yet, but I have regulated my weight, so I just want to put that out there because I'm still a little padded. So I really should be working with this one more. Addiction redirection. You know, we can be addicted to drugs, to sex, to drama, to self-sacrifice, to fear. You know, we get addicted to emotions and substances. So addiction redirection is for all of that. It's truly amazing. It cured my addiction to chocolate. I can now enjoy it without having to eat the whole bar. That activation really helped me. I had a son that was addicted to heroin. Him and his girlfriend at the time both healed from the addiction from this activation. Shocked me. I get a lot of calls and emails about people with alcohol addictions and different addictions that heal with us. Polar
and
opposite.
And sugar too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can run it on anything. Yeah, any addiction. And again, drama.
Hey.
Emotions are addictive. Think about it. Polar opposites. Polar opposites clears neuron lines in your brain of negative thoughts. So think about a computer that has a virus running on it. And this negative energy is constantly running on your computer, right? Well, polar opposites is like a cleaning of the system for your computer. And so what it's going to do is it's going to erase those neuron lines of those negative, because you know how you can have negative thoughts that just run over and over and over and over and over again? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I used to be one of those people where I had these negative thoughts that would just run and run and run and run constantly, and then I'd get into the energy and I could feel it. Well, polar opposites actually erases the neuron line of the thought. Where when you try to go into the energy, it's just there's no energy in it anymore. And before you know it, it completely disappears. It's truly amazing. I wake up about 99% of the time happy and joyful. I'm not running my life in fear or anything else anymore. And sometimes I even wake up singing. Which isn't a good thing if you're listening.
I just have to say, I love this one. I felt such joy when I first heard it, and it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a client that wrote me an email, and she said I could write a book on polar opposites. On just that activation, I could write a book on it. It's like, that's cool.
It's an all-time favorite.
Yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder. So this clears out, you know, the post-traumatic stress, the shock, and everything in the body. Original light language. This is really about communication. Truly amazing activation. I had an amazing healing with this activation. I used to always not speak my voice or thoughts or feelings. And this brought me into my power. And like a lot of these activations, God brought me an experience right away so I could see how powerful it truly is. I attracted this psycho lady into my life, and she started going off on me. And instead of going into fear or anger, I was able to listen to her, watch her, stay very calm, and stay out of her drama. and stand my own power without backing up or running away or getting angry. It was like, you got to be kidding me. It works really, really good. It's not perfect when your kids are involved, though.
Okay. And it really is a foundation. I was already onto the thought that it was also a foundation for the health and the peace that we've been talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Disappointment activation, deactivation. You know, how many times have you been disappointed? So think about that. Inner child reconnection. As a matter of fact, we ended up doing this one. So
yeah,
on the call,
so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Brain imbalance. It balances your left and right brain hemisphere. Hormones imbalance. One of my practitioners said she listened to this about 2 months. And she's, I don't know if she's gone through menopause or not, but she said it took her about 2 months listening to this and her hormones were completely balanced. I'm not saying you have to listen for 2 months, but that was her experience. Organ rejuvenation. You can focus on any organ or any area of your body while this is running. Disconnect from allergies. Disconnect from disease consciousness. So those are, you know, self-explanatory. Heavy metal detox. And with this, we do this very slowly so that your body doesn't get overwhelmed with it. But yeah, heavy metal detox. Pain be gone. This is really to focus on and use if you're in pain and overwhelm. So it gets you out of that overwhelm and that stress so that you can focus. That is the health package.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's such a powerful combination. And I thank you. I personally thank you and for all of us for giving us such a tremendous reduction on this.
Yes. Yeah.
And again, thank you for the two activations, our first two activations that premiered here on New Awakening.
Yay. So you ready to do some Sacred Heart?
I am, and I bet our listeners are too.
Okay,
so as soon as you're ready.
Okay, so Sacred Heart, what you're going to do is just imagine that you can bring your energy into your heart. Now, just to let you know, a lot of people cry when I do this. So if you start crying, it's okay. Because this is really about really being able to love yourself. So put your thought into your heart. And what I'm going to do is just start the energy. And make sure you're sitting down or laying down while I do this, please. just imagine that this energy is running through the sacred heart of this whole world, through all aspects of you. Just bringing in this unconditional love through every single cell of your body, through all aspects of you. Okay, now give yourself a great big hug. Tell yourself how lovely you are, how beautiful you are, how amazing you are, how loved you are, how lovely and important you are. Every single person on this planet is just as important as the other one. Remember that. Remember how important you are. Good. Now bring your energy down into Mother Earth. And just allow this unconditional love to continue to flow through every single cell of your body. Bringing this energy all the way back up to the top of your head. Remember, you are part of Mother Earth also. You are a spiritual being. You are a human being. And you're also part of Mother Earth. And all of these are very important to show up with in the world. When you're grounded and connected to Mother Earth, and you're connected with the creator of all that is, and you have these both present in your body, you're able to be more in your power and be more present and to make things happen. Because if you're just stuck into Mother Earth and illusions, it's hard to make things happen. Or if you're just up in the ethers and connected in with this creator of all that is, it's also hard to make things happen. But when you have both of these present in your body, it's much easier to show up in a more powerful, present way. Because remember, you are a creator. Remember that. your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions create. So focus on the love. Anytime your mind wanders into fear or hatred or resentment or anger, just cancel it and bring that love back in, because that's who you truly are. You're amazing, you're beautiful, and you're very powerful in your creation. Give yourself a big hug and tell yourself how much you love yourself. Just sit with that for a moment. Bring that energy back up all the way to the top of your head and open your eyes when you're ready. Okay, my dear. Are you there?
Beautiful. Yes. Yes. I just really was letting everyone take a moment to take that in. So
absolutely
powerful. So moving. Well, Tamara, thank you so much for your being, for your essence, for your service, for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and allowing me to share this beautiful gift that Creator is allowing me to share. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And enjoy your travels.
Yay!
They have many wondrous adventures.
Yes, yes, I'm going to be working. Creator has sent me over here to learn and to connect. So, yeah, and I'm so thankful I listened, because Creator says, go to Turkey, and here I am, and I had no idea what a beautiful, beautiful country it is. It's absolutely amazing. So I just, you know, and really enjoying connecting with all the lovely people.
Mm-hmm. And you share a bit of the energy with us when you call us from location.
Yeah, it's beautiful here. Thank you so much.
Yes,
have an amazing night, everybody. Remember, be kind to yourself. You will be going through a lot of shifts over the next few days. Now, some of you might not feel anything at all and just wake up in a couple weeks and go, wow, I feel pretty good. And that's okay, too.
Okay.
However,
and thanks, as always, thanks everyone for joining and being part of this community. You're so much appreciated.
Absolutely.
Take care. Until the next time.